The Biden-Harris administration is facing criticism for its inability to provide a clear rationale for reopening a U.S. consulate for Palestinians in Jerusalem. This move, which would effectively create a de facto embassy for Palestinians in Israel's capital, has been met with opposition from Israeli officials and raises questions about the administration's Middle East policy. During a recent press briefing, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller struggled to explain the reasoning behind this decision. When asked about the purpose of the consulate, Miller vaguely stated that it would allow us to engage more effectively with the Palestinian people. However, he failed to elaborate on how this engagement would differ from current diplomatic efforts. The push for a Palestinian consulate in Jerusalem contradicts the Trump administration's 2019 decision to merge the previous consulate with the U.S. Embassy to Israel. This merger was seen as a recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's undivided capital and a step towards streamlining diplomatic operations in the region. Critics argue that reopening a separate consulate for Palestinians in Jerusalem would undermine Israel's sovereignty over the city and potentially violate the Jerusalem Embassy Act of 1995. This act recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and mandates that the U.S. Embassy be located there. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed strong opposition to the proposed consulate, stating that there is no room for an American consulate serving the Palestinians in Jerusalem. He emphasized that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel alone. The Biden administration's insistence on this move, despite lacking a clear justification, has raised concerns about its broader approach to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Some observers view it as an attempt to reverse Trump-era policies without considering the potential consequences for regional stability and U.S.-Israel relations. As the debate continues, the administration faces pressure to provide a more comprehensive explanation for its stance on the Palestinian consulate. The lack of clarity surrounding this issue highlights the challenges in balancing diplomatic interests in the complex landscape of Middle East politics.